can you actually thrive during times of crisis? Well, the answer is yes, and that's exactly what we're talking about today. Someone said this, "I don't remember what I wanted to be when I grew up, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't stressed out, depressed, broke, and overcome with anxiety and worry." Amen to that. You know, life might be difficult for you right now, and you might be going through a severe crisis. And I just want to encourage you that in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the difficulty, there is going to be an opportunity for you to grow. Let me start by telling you a story, by summarizing a story in the Bible. It's found in Luke 8, and it's about the leader of a synagogue or a ruler of a synagogue named Jairus. The fact of his life was this. He had one daughter. She was 12 years old, and she was dying. And he came to Jesus, and he told him about his daughter. And Jesus, just being an amazing Savior, decided to walk with Jairus to his house. And along the way, a woman who had been sick for 12 long years with this issue of blood, went to every doctor, couldn't find help. At this point in time, right where Jairus and Jesus were, she touched the edge of Jesus' robe. She interrupted the journey to healing for Jairus' daughter. And it lasted more than a minute because Jesus stopped. He asked who touched him. And the lady finally identified herself. And Jesus was telling her, "You know what, daughter? You're healed because of your faith. Now go in peace." Now I want you to get the scenario. Jesus is healing this woman. That's great. That's amazing. She got her miracle. But while he was talking to this woman, one of Jairus' workers came to him and said this, "Hey, Jairus, don't trouble the teacher. Your daughter's dead. Don't bother him any longer. She's gone." And Jesus looked at Jairus and he said this. This is so important. He said, "Don't be afraid. Just believe and your daughter will be well." Now, the end of the story is this. That little girl was raised up and she lived. Jairus got his miracle. You know, we don't know what Jairus was feeling. All we know is that he had a crisis and Jesus was with him every step of the way. Jairus had to keep walking with Jesus even when his whole situation got detoured to watch another person get their miracle. It looked like it was at the cost or the expense of getting his daughter's miracle. He simply had to trust what Jesus was telling him to do. You know, we can learn so much from this story, but one major thing that I see is this, that times of crisis bring out our true character. And if we want to thrive in the midst of it all, we have to work on things that people can't take away from us. Our character, how we react, how we respond. We have to work on our heart and our faith. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy." In other words, crisis reveals character. I think about one of my friends who went through some difficult seasons of her life. She and her husband were married, and they were pregnant with their first baby girl. 5 days before they had their baby, he left her. And 4 years later, she became a widow. And my friend, this is long before I knew her, found herself in a place of not only being alone, but she didn't have enough money for diapers and for food. But she knew Jesus. She had a personal relationship with him. And even though she didn't understand the season and the crisis she was currently faced with, instead of camping out in a place of lack and questioning God, why is this happening? She began giving and helping other single moms. Now, I love this. You know what she did? She kept moving. She kept trusting. She kept giving. She kept sowing into others, and out of the most difficult season in her life at that time, God had better days in store for her. You know what? Today she feeds and gives thousands of gifts every Christmas to kids of single parents, and she blesses thousands of single moms and widows and military moms on Mother's Day. She's on TV all over the world, and she's telling people about Jesus who can meet you right at the point of your need. God has done an extraordinary work in my friend. I have another friend. I have a lot of friends and they're great friends. She's out there right now fighting her own battle in her own crisis, false narratives spoken against her. Yet every time I talk to her, you know what? She's happy. She's joyous. She's positive. She has good things to say. She's always bragging on God, even in the midst of all the madness. She's remaining peaceful because she knows that God is the protector of her reputation. She doesn't have to fight the battle. She knows God is her vindicator. And even in the midst of the junk, she's moving forward because she's confident that God has her back and better days are coming. One more friend, I got to tell you about her. She's fought a long battle with one of her kids, and her kid is an amazing child. She has challenges, and often I've been with her, and there's another issue, and then another issue. And they're not small issues, but ones that are very consuming and concerning for any parent. Yet my friend, who is also amazing, hasn't become a victim of the struggle. She's kept the faith. She stood on the promises of God, and she believes wholeheartedly that her whole house is going to serve the Lord. She's kept moving forward, and she's seen miracle upon miracle. She's thriving in the midst of crisis. And see, my friends have realized that when you focus on the difficulties, you have more difficulties. But when you focus on God's promises, you begin to discover the possibilities. And God has given them wisdom and direction. Why? Because they ask for it. They protected their character and integrity by doing the right thing, even when the wrong thing has been done to them. Listen, some of your greatest tests will be how you treat people who have mistreated you. My friends have determined that the circumstances of life aren't going to win. They're not going to beat the promises of God because God's promises always triumph. They choose to keep their joy. It's a choice. They're choosing to keep the faith. They're choosing to stay positive, and they're choosing to keep moving forward. Let me tell you something. They didn't get this way overnight. This isn't their first rodeo. They've fought some battles before. They've come through some things. They've experienced the faithfulness of God, and yet they're still standing even in the midst of it all. They hold on to the great future that God has promised them in Jeremiah 29:11, and they're not about to let anyone talk them out of their faith, and I love that about them. They continue to stay faithful to God, and you know what? God has remained faithful to them. Let me tell you something today. God wants to show himself faithful to you. And something powerful happens when you surrender your circumstances to God and trust that he has your best interest at heart, even in the midst of crisis. Why? You know, I say it often because God can do so much more with your surrender than he can ever do with your control. And you really can thrive in the middle of difficulty because you realize that God is right there with you. He's causing the right doors to open. He's causing those who are for you to be louder than those who are against you. He's putting the right people in your path and taking out the wrong ones. He's there protecting you and your loved ones. Listen, folks, God is in the midst of the crisis, and God never wastes a crisis. So don't allow earthly circumstances to disable you spiritually. Remember, a bad moment doesn't change God's promises. Discouragement doesn't mean defeat, and silence doesn't mean God is absent. You may not see a way out, but God does. The book of Hebrews says, "He who promised is faithful." So don't let the crisis win. Gather up your spiritual fortitude and say, "I'm better under pressure. This stress is not going to take me out. God has given me peace in my heart and in my mind. This chaos around me will not dictate the confidence within me. I'm not going to play the victim. I'm not going to listen to the lies of the enemy. I know who I am in Christ. My spiritual DNA is one of victory. And I recognize this is an opportunity for me to get stronger. I'm coming out better than before." Sam Chan said, "The most important conversations we have are always going to be the ones we have with ourselves." In other words, you can't be negative and expect your life to be positive. You can't grow and get to the next thing if you keep talking about the past, the problems, and the difficulties. Listen, the past doesn't dictate your future, but how you live and how you act and how you talk shows your future. And if you change the voices coming into your life, you'll change the choices going out of your life. A better mindset leads to better decisions, and better decisions lead to a better day, and a better day leads to a better life. This crisis, it's not going to take you out. Remember, God has you in the palm of his hand. Hey, thanks for watching today. I would love for you to subscribe, like, and give this video a thumbs up. And until next time, have an amazing day.